Randy, I'll just question you guys, hold for six on the power play. We know you're missing Cooch, but what kind of, like, did it feel like it was instinct? Did you feel like you created enough in those opportunities?
No, for sure not. Like you said, that's the obvious. We're missing Cooch, obviously one of the best half-ball guys in the game. Our power play runs through him. We didn't get a ton of time to work on PP without him, so it's going to be a work in progress. There's going to be things we're going to have to iron out. But no, tonight wasn't good. A lot of chances, but no looks. That's how I kind of play.
What about a 5-on-3?
Yeah, again, that's just, I think just not getting the puck to net enough. A lot of time on that 5-on-3. I don't know if we got a shot, but I don't think the puck up there enough.
But yeah, and it has worked with you guys. I think last season you had a lot in that spot. Like, was it successful? Was it mostly the movement that really helped you when you don't have good drop there, when you have guys switching different spots, or what do you think kind of, or everybody's a threat, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I think just simplifying is going to be the key to our power play. It might not be tic-tac-toe goals that we're going to be scoring. I think just the more we can get the puck to the net with some traffic and maybe try to bang some greasy ones, I think that's the way it's going to have to be.
Because of giving up the opening goal in four straight games to start, just how tough is it when you keep having to play from behind?
Yeah, it's difficult. You're playing catch up. I thought our start was pretty good. I thought we were generating some chances, so that we're skating with them. They get one, and then you're behind eight ball. So it is harder, but I actually thought our start was having some jump.
Talk about how important the shifts are after the goals. You had that tying goal there, and what did you see on their second one where it was like a scramble?
Yeah, just a scramble in front, and I don't think we were tying up sticks. Guys are trying. It's not like it's not for lack of effort, and puck kind of squirts through and finds a guy who knows how to get the good spots and kind of goes unchecked, and I think that's on us at forward. So things to learn from, but it's kind of a scramble.
What do you
think?
Go ahead.
Say you like the 5-on-5 play. Would you agree with that assessment and just say most of this was special teams?
For the most part, yeah. I did like our 5-on-5 game. I thought we probably had a lot of zone time. I thought we created some chances, some looks. Like, I made some good saves. But for the most part, I thought we played a pretty solid game 5-on-5. But like I say, it's the special teams first.
For you personally, I know it's only four games in the season, but goal scorers like to feel the puck on the back of the net. Maybe you get that first one with the Meyer monkey on your back.
A little bit, yeah. It's been a while since I scored a meaningful one to go back to last playoffs, so felt good for, a minute and 30 some seconds, and then they get one right back on us. So for that little bit, yeah, a little bit.
Back. Is it a possibility you could just be overpassing instead of shooting?
For sure, yeah, definitely something to look at. I think, with Cooch there, on that, especially on the power play, I think, we're used to pucks moving around and guys getting open, getting good looks, and kind of those tic-tac-toe plays. But like I said earlier, I think we're just gonna have to simplify, try to grind some out, and get some greasy ones.
Had some injuries, had some crazy games, and the comebacks early in the season. What do you thought overall of the way you guys have started the year, the way you guys?
Yeah, lots to learn from, lots to improve on. Some good things too, though. It's earlier in the year. There's been some good moments, like I say, and some bad ones. So I think. 2-2 is kind of how we started. I think that's pretty fair.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.